Dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. Hi to all of you who are listening from near and far. Today is Monday, 16th of February, and it's mostly sunny here in Auroville on 20 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today is pleasant with sunshine and few clouds and clear to partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low of 20 to high of 30 with heat index of 33 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is running crescent, illuminated on 10%. Some of you might notice the new coat of pink color on Eco Service, and here with us this morning was Alex, and he talks about his initiative. Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
You are a volunteer with Eco Service.
Yeah.
Right? And you are wearing the pink star.
Yes.
That represents what?
That represents nothing, and that represents our campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Our campaign, I didn't want to take something like really usual, like a recycle sign or something like that. And pink is joyous. Pink is fun. So I decided to paint the building in Eco Service pink. So then it come with a pink star. I don't know why it just arrived.
I hope somebody's not going to put it in the perspective of other things.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Pink is joyful and the color of love.
Yeah.
But your campaign is about, I think the logo is 1 hour to our garbage, yeah? Or something like
1 hour involvement in Eco Service.
So
yeah.
What was your idea behind it? What is actually, what do you want to implement with that?
Yeah. When I arrived, the first time I went to Eco Service, I went, it was neat, it was clean, but it doesn't look that beautiful like everywhere else in Auroville. So my first thing, I thought, okay, we have to bring some beauty to attract more people in it. So I start painting, making shelves, and just making this place a little bit more beautiful to be able to bring more people. Because when I went there as well, it was only Tamil workers segregating our thing on the ground with cardboard box. And I was like, okay, we need to bring like RV and newcomers, volunteer and people so that we can take care of our own thing and help them after growing and teaching them some things and they can thrive, because nobody can really thrive doing this kind of work for 7 years in a row. So the goal was kind of to bring everyone to do a small part, of this work, like an hour, one day or whatever, and then to meet more involved, because now there's not that much money to an Eco Service, so it's a little bit stagnant. There's nothing, there's no evolution, there's no progress in all the techniques. So I believe if more people would come in this 1 hour and know, okay, how to do it well, so that would be, the work would be easier and less dirty as well, if you want. And yeah, it would improve a lot environmentally, socially, and economically the Eco Service. That's why I choose this action to take as a volunteer. Now, what I'm doing, I'm trying to do a session of 6 people by a time, because I've got 3 tables and 2 people by tables. So for organizing that, the best is to send me an email, and then I send a document, Google Doc, with all the timing, and people just have to put their name in.
When you have time, yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, I've got time between like Monday and Saturday, like starting at 9, 10, 11, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, and it's for 1 hour. So if someone just want to say, hey, Alex, send me an email, I could come like for this day for 1 hour at 10 o'clock. And I'll say, okay, no problem, I put you in.
Okay,
so that's the way to do it.
Alex, thank you.
You're welcome.
On Saturday 21st, between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Youth Center, we are invited to participate for the Oral Retreat, because as energy builds up for 2-day special retreat meeting on 12 and 13 of March, all Aurovillians are invited to come and hear the young members of the community present their brilliant ideas and inspiration on how Auroville can move closer to its ideals. If you feel like you are a younger member of the community and you feel like you have an idea on how we can make Auroville better or have something to offer, you feel you can make Auroville better, bring it to Youth Ideas Session at the Festival of Ideas. At the same time, they would be featuring also the song poem competition, What I Like About Auroville, and What I Don't Like About Auroville. It would be a time for creative brainstorming games for ways to make Auroville better, the farmer's market, flying fox, games for kids, live music, and open mic, last minute poems, ideas, songs, dances, or whatever. And here's the message from Working Committee. The Undersecretary of the Orwell Foundation has informed the Working Committee that the visits of diplomats, such as ambassadors and consuls, must be notified to him. Those who are organizing such visits are kindly requested to inform the Undersecretary before the visit takes place. And within the Sarang Festival, this Thursday at 6 p.m., it will be a workshop on the vast ocean of Indian music led by Rashmi Bhatt on tabla. It will be also in collaboration with Chanda Basuri, Indian flute, and David on violin. The workshop will conclude with a brief moment of musical improvisation. All are welcome with their own musical instruments and drums. For Mother's Room Darshan on 21st, we can register for tokens today and tomorrow between 9 a.m. to 12:30 or between 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Pitanga. And tokens, darshans, we will collect them on 19th and 20th at the same space. On Mother's Birthday, 21st of February, it will be meditation at the Mata Mandir Amphitheater starting at 6 a.m. We would be listening and recording the mother reading from Sri Aurobindo's book Entrance from Second Banyan Gate only, and gate will open at 5:15 a.m. and we are all requested to come early and be seated by 5:45 a.m. International Zone is in preparation for the Mother's Week with plenty of events. Basically every day between 21st to 28th there will be an event going on from 4 to 6 p.m. On Thursday 19th at 7 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, International Zone, we are invited to Libertas, a performance by Singcha Hong. In the 70s and 80s, for more than 20 years, she worked with her own dance company, Laughing Stone, in New York. She worked together with an avant-garde composer, John Cage, and with a video artist named Jun Peck for her dance pieces. Recently, she has been more focused on her solo pieces. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. Visitor Center Auditorium, the German Pavilion presents a documentary film by Rita Erben and Yatra Srinivasan, Children of the Deserts, about the nomads in Rajasthan, and it was made in Germany 2013. On Wednesday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, French Pavilion presents The Role of France in the Advent of the Aquarian Age, presented by François Pradalier-Roy. The talk will be in French only. On Thursday 19 at 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, Peace Work presents a conversation about peace between filmmaker and founder of Peace One Day, Jeremy Gilley, and ambassador of peace, Prem Rawat, and another short video practice piece by Prem Rawat. Also on Thursday, between 4 to 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, the fifth Dr. M.V. Nandakarni will give a memorial lecture, Living with Savitri, by Dr. Prema Nanda Kumar. And tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Oli School, we are all invited for the projection of 20 minutes movie in English that Srinivasan did about their school. Because Oli School is a project for the children of the surrounding villages and based on the Montessori and Free Progress. Oli School is based in Old La School next to Aspiration. We are also invited for the Alan Coop and Sanjeevi Nagar Village Heritage Festival on 21st and 22nd of February at Alan Coop and Sports Ground opposite of Sanjeevi Perumal Temple between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The festival will include art and craft market, traditional Tamil lunch, snack bullock, cart riding, video about temple festival, storytelling about the village, village craft information corner, demonstration of local craft, Kilijiosiam corner, traditional games, and Sankolan competition. For more information, we can call Mohan Cultural Center on 262-3806. At Savitri Bhavan today, at 6:30 p.m., they will screen The Teaching of Flowers, the life of work of the mother of the Sri Aurobindo Ashram. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they would follow this week manga, which are comics created in a style developed in Japan in the late 19th century by Japanese creators in the Japanese language. They have a long and complex history in the earlier Japanese art. Since the 50s, manga has steadily become a major part of Japanese publishing industry and have gained a worldwide audience. Today, the term manga refers both to comics and animated feature films. So today at 8 p.m., we will see animation drama War, Grace of the Fireflies, made in Japan in 1988 by writer and director Isao Takahaka. Tomorrow, they will screen animation action science fiction Ghost in the Shell, made in Japan in 2004 by director Maramoru Oshii. And on Wednesday, we can see animation fantasy drama Pompoko, made in Japan in 1994 by director Isako Takahata. And the mother wrote, "The indispensable basis of our yoga is sincerity, honesty, unselfishness. This enters the consecration to the work to be done, nobility of character, and straightforwardness." Thank you for listening. So you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.